Right. Are we live now? Are we recording?
Yes, we are recording.
Okay. All right. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is January 19th, 2017, approximately 9 a.m. We have just one matter on the agenda, that is a proposal for an accessory dwelling unit. The way I usually run these is we'll have staff provide a summary of the proposal, and I have read the staff report and the tax exhibit. And the applicant can provide any additional comments if you like. And then I'll open it up for public comment. Staff may have some questions from the applicant, and I may have as well. So I think with that, go ahead and let staff present first.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Catherine Schaefer, and I'm a planner with the Department of Community Development.
Do you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I have a master's degree in urban and regional planning, and I've worked in a local government setting for about 4 years now. And I'm before you today to present a conditional use permit to convert an existing garage into an accessory dwelling unit at 13947 Olympic Drive, Southeast in Olalla. To begin the presentation, I'd like to enter exhibits 1 through 22 into the record.
Okay.
And then I would like to add an updated ADU floor plan as exhibit 23.
Okay.
And then I would like to add the PowerPoint presentation as exhibit 24.
I'm going to go ahead and admit all of those.
Okay. And this project was properly noticed, including a SEPA appeal period in which no appeals were received. And I'd like to give you a brief overview of the project, starting with its location on Olympic Drive Southeast, and that's in Olalla, which is Commissioner District 2, South Kitsap. Zooming in, you can see that the subject property is in a regional area that has a rural character. And you can see that it's heavily wooded to the east as well as to the south. Zooming in a little bit further, you can see that the subject property is surrounded by residential homes. In fact, the closest non-residential zone is a park that's a quarter mile away. So it's safe to say that the subject property is tucked away into a residential area. Continuing to zoom in, this is the site aerial. The green arrow points to the single family residence, which is the primary residence, and the blue arrow points to the existing garage being proposed to be transitioned into an accessory dwelling unit. And this is the critical area map. The pink shaded area and pink lines represent areas of moderate geologic hazard. The closer the contour lines are together, the steeper the slope. Our GIS data does show that there are slopes consistent throughout the property. However, when the two structures were built in 2013, a geologic assessment was submitted with the building permit and said there were no instability concerns. The zoning for this property is rural protection, which allows for one dwelling unit every 10 acres. And as you see, the park that's a quarter mile away is in purple. And then Bannex Road bisects the rural protection and the rural residential zones. So as you go east, it gets a slightly more dense. The rural residential provides one dwelling unit per 5 acres. And this is the Health District approved site plan, which serves as our official site plan for the project. In fact, this is the site plan that the inspectors take into the field to make their inspections. The blue circle represents the single family residence, and then the green circle is the existing garage proposed to be the ADU. The setbacks for rural protection are 50 feet from the front and 20 from the side and 5 feet from the rear for accessory structures. And all of the setbacks in this project are met. There are no other ADUs, mobile homes, recreational vehicles, ALQs, guest houses present or proposed. The owner lives in the single family residence, and the proposed ADU is 62 feet away, meeting the requirement mandating it that it be within 150 feet of the primary residence. And this is the ADU floor plan. The primary residence is 2,586 square feet. ADUs are limited to either half the size of the primary residence or 900 feet, whichever is more restricted. And the proposed ADU is 768 square feet, making it under the requirement to be 900 square feet. And here are the elevations for the single family residence. And I apologize that I wasn't able to get them all in one slide to fit. So these two buildings were constructed at the same time. So innately they have the same character. They have the same color scheme, trim, and siding. And we've conditioned the permit that they remain similar. So this is the elevation for the garage slash ADU. And I know these elevations are hard to decipher, so I went ahead and put two pictures to show the elevations. this property was found to be consistent with the comprehensive plan as well as Kitsap County Code with no detrimental characteristics. And staff recommends approval of this project with 21 conditions.
And health department had a condition. They used the word vertical. Could you briefly explain?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go. I'm going to look at Exhibit 20. That's the updated.
Okay. That's just the final drawing is what they really mean by that.
Yeah, so this is the condition that the health district put on. Installer and designer to prove vertical prior to installation of the septic system. I'm not really sure what that means as far as why it's vertical versus horizontal. I'm not sure if the applicant can speak to that or not. Okay, great.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, do you have any more questions?
Nope.
Okay, great.
And the applicant is here, Mr. Farmer. And
yes,
feel
please.
Free to add anything to what staff has provided. As I mentioned earlier, I have reviewed the staff report and
okay.
I'm fairly familiar with.
For the record, Justin Farmer.
Yep, and you swear to tell the truth today?
I do. So the only question I heard was about the vertical.
Yeah.
I actually asked that. My wife is a construction project manager.
Oh, okay.
And she spoke to the septic designer, and it's the vertical means from where the toilet is,
mm-hmm.
to where the ultimate drainage field
okay.
is for the septic system,
mm-hmm.
and we were told that it's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah. The only question mm-hmm. I have was timing.
Okay.
I know that ultimately you have to make your determination, and there's a certain window. And
So I'm required to issue a decision within 10 days.
Yep.
So the written decision will be issued by then. And once the hearing concludes, I'll may have a better idea on exactly when. But certainly it's no later than 10 days. And I email it to the planning department, and then they'll forward it on to you.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Is there anyone here from the public today who would like to testify? Let the record reflect that there is no one here. Anything further from staff, questions or anything? One last question for the applicant. Did you have any other questions on the conditions? Are you all comfortable with them? Okay. All right. I am going to approve this. As I mentioned earlier, certainly a decision will be out no later than 10 days. This is fairly straightforward proposal, so probably I'm aiming to actually get it out Monday. So maybe before the 10 days. Okay. All right. We'll aim for Monday then. I do not have anything else on the agenda. Does staff have anything else, other questions, or is there anything?
Nope. I don't believe so.
Okay. With that, we are closing the hearing. Thank you all.
Thank you.